Well, on to cross country. There are 20 Americans competing in cross country at these Olympics. Half of them are from Alaska. This weekend, they tried to win the first ever cross-country Olympic medal for the United States. Alaska Public Media's Emily Russell reports.
To watch the American women race the 4x5 kilometer relay at the Olympics, I go to the home of a superfan. Holly Brooks comes to the door with her 5-month-old in a red and white striped onesie.
Look very festive.
Yeah.
Hi.
Brooks was on the U.S. cross-country ski team at the 2010 and 2014 Olympics, and now she's a counselor for athletes. So what do you do when your team could make history, but the race is after midnight and you've got a set of 5-month-old twins? You host a slumber party.
Oh my gosh, you guys have great outfits on.
The girls lift up their winter coats, revealing t-shirts sporting the stars and stripes.
Oh, how cool! And you have relay socks on.
At the last Olympics and at World Cup races in Europe, the American women wore flashy red and white striped socks. Brooks has worn them in a few relays herself.
You know, it's almost like you put the socks on and you're transformed into this, like, this super powerful USA relay racer.
The American women's relay team finished fourth at the last 3 World Championships. So people here really believe tonight is the night. They pile onto the couch. The NBC camera pans across the crowd. Fans wave little American flags in the air, and one guy with a U.S. ski team hat dances in the crowd.
Oh my God, who's that guy?
In Pyeongchang, the skiers jog out to the start line and snap into their skis.
I have goosebumps, guys.
Oh, yeah. Let us have the skis tonight.
I know.
Yeah. Sophie.
American Sophie Caldwell is first in the relay. She punches her poles into the snow, bounding forward. There are 14 teams in the relay, and pretty quickly a pack of 7 skiers pulls ahead. The camera shows Caldwell in that pack, but with every turn, she falls farther behind.
Come on, Soph. Come on, Soph.
Oh, my God.
Come on.
The camera stays on the lead pack, and finally we can't see Caldwell at all. The leaderboard shows the gap when Caldwell hands off to the second leg of the relay. Brooks' husband, Rob Whitney, shakes his head.
We're over a minute out.
And these relays, they're usually won by seconds. In the end, it's Norway that wins gold. Sweden crosses the finish line just 2 seconds back, and an Olympic athlete from Russia earns bronze. Brooks leans up against her husband. I ask her how she's feeling.
It's hard to say, but it's pretty disappointing. A little bit too reminiscent of Sochi, really, in a way.
The same thing happened. The first American leg of the relay fell behind by more than a minute. The team got 8th place at the Sochi Games.
I mean, I definitely still have hope.
Finally, American skier Jessie Diggins crosses the finish line. The camera shows her being held up and hugged by her 3 teammates. These women, they're smiling. The U.S. women's cross-country ski team did not win their first medal, but they climbed back up the leaderboard, and they finished 5th, which is their best relay result ever at the Olympics. For Here and Now, I'm Emily Russell in Anchorage, Alaska.